employer.
He's the best person I've ever met. We celebrated the dad and the hero that he is, and will always be, and he's an angel for us now.
Rough to hear that for sure. You feel for the families, and there's a widow, Julian Ashcraft, as her husband was killed, one of the 19 hotshot firefighters fighting a really tough, tough fire that just seemed to grow bigger and bigger and bigger over the weekend. And unfortunately, he was caught up in that. And this is from Prescott, Arizona. Most of those firefighters were from that area. So they have wiped out that force. Essentially, that fire has done it in the Granite Mountains. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and sadly, that's where we start. It is a weekend of heavy hearts that bleeds into an important holiday once again, the 4th of July. So flags that are out there have been lowered, certainly across the state of Arizona and elsewhere in a lot of government buildings and whatnot. What happened was the hotshots were trying to break out their emergency shelters and take cover on the ground. They have this foil-lined fabric that they put out, and it didn't work. They couldn't get there because of the change, they think, in the direction of the fire, the wind-blown fire, how it was going, all of a sudden swerved in a different direction. So they recovered the bodies of the 19. Only one member survived. That's because he was in the unit's truck at the time. You know, otherwise he would have been with the crew, too, as well. Jan Brewer, the Arizona governor, said it's a very, very dark day. Even the president in Africa said we're all heartbroken by what happened. They think that lightning, a spark from lightning, is what exploded this thing, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's still burning now, but the firefighters that are on the ground are from all over trying to do their best to get this under control. And when you think of hot shots, there are only 100 units in the United States, 20 per unit, and these guys really, really train. This is what they do. This is the kind of fires that they fight. And unfortunately, the fire got the best of them this time around, and we certainly wish those families the very, very best at a tough time with grief and, they said, heavy hearts. Crazy thing happened on Tuesday morning in Russia. A Proton M rocket exploded after wildly flying out of control, left the pad seemingly okay, carrying three Russian navigation satellites, and then it exploded and it crashed. I've seen some video of this, and of course you can go to YouTube probably and pull it up and watching it. It was strange. It just took off like normal, and you know, who knows what it was that led to this, but it looked like something, you know, the rocket was building and it going up and it looked okay. And then the next thing you know, It just goes into a giant fireball, just explodes into a fireball. And as of right now, they're still investigating that, of course, trying to figure out what it was that brought that rocket, hurling down with everything that it was carrying. 4th of July weekend is almost upon us. We're really 4th of July. We're just days away. You think of what 4th of July means to you, and you could say the usual thing. Of course, being with family, a day off for a lot of people, kicking back and signifying rolling deeper into the summer. And pretty much now everybody is off for the summer unless they're going to summer school. And even then you would have the day off. And it's, for a lot of people, an extended vacation. But it's also the time where we think about what happened with the founding fathers and the Constitution and how it was formed and everything that went into our history, how tough it was for the original colonies to break away, and the lives and the sacrifice, actually, that happened in the very beginnings of our country, and the secret meetings and the things you know, the things that they had to go through, the Declaration of Independence, the promise, the Constitution was the fulfillment. It's even Alexander Hamilton who said the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. On that note, Edward Snowden said that was what was behind what he did by leaking classified information that he thought Americans' constitutional rights were being trampled on and they were unrecognizable. So he breaks his silence and he's looking for a new asylum. The new asylum is Russia. He says he's free, he's able, and he's going to continue to leak the information that he has. He claims that he's made requests for asylum or asylum assistance to 19 countries around the world. Ecuador and Iceland are on the list, but they have said no now at this point. And the problem with Russia, as Vladimir Putin, tries to decide if that'll work, that he says he cannot leak any more information because he won't allow that to happen if he's seeking asylum there. So if he wants to continue to do that, I mean, this is the public condition is he has to stop leaking America's secrets. And he says if he wants to go somewhere and there are those who would take him in, he's welcome to do it. If he wants to stay here, he has to stop his activities aimed at inflicting damage on our American partners. And no matter how strange it may sound coming from my lips, that was the exact words from Putin. So either they're going to say okay, or somebody else has to take him in, or he's stuck because he's floating around still in a limbo state. He's stateless, I guess is the best way to put it, because he's got, at this point, they're not... the U.S. isn't confirming his asylum requests, but the U.S. is saying they can issue a one-entry travel document back to the United States where he would face charges. Well, that's not what he's doing. He's not going to face charges. It's a question mostly of Russia. But if he does say yes to the Russia asylum, that means we don't hear from him again because he's not going to leak any information about the U.S. spying on Europe, on Italy, on France, on the U.K., on whoever, others that belong to the European Union, so which has enraged so many. With the big trade talks coming up in Washington, they're now in jeopardy because of the leaks and specifics on what the U.S. is doing as far as spying on other countries. And that was all part of the big data dump of Edward Snowden, who now will disappear into the ether if he decides he's going to stay in Russia. What do you think his move will be? Will he stay in Russia and just eat it that way, or will he make a move to come back to the United States? I don't think he's going to come back to the United States willingly. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Set me up 20 years.
You deserve it, Nick. You deserve worse. I'm going to give it to you.
Neve Shiver, he is Ray Donovan. And that's where we start to scattershoot here on America Tonight. So what's the significance of Ray Donovan? Well, it's a Showtime show that, boy, has busted up some records. 2.2 million actually watched the initial Ray Donovan, and I think it's going to be a huge success, kind of a la Mafia style, a little bit different than Tony Soprano, but there are a few little similarities. They're on the West Coast, having left the East Coast, and then there's a whole story wrapped into that. So Showtime hitting the mark with a debut show, and wonder if that continues to build. It's interesting what's considered to be a hit, how many millions you have to have. And I think it's good. I like it. It's now one of my favorites. Matt Johnson, the glue of the show, also likes it. Right, Matt?
Yeah, definitely. And I think those numbers are pretty crazy because there are advanced copies of this show available on demand, online. I watched this probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And still, you had all these record-breaking numbers of people watching it. So that doesn't even include all the people who saw it beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was one of those people that saw it beforehand. So it's interesting because you're right. The fact that people could have seen it and that they got that many shows you, because they're not even including that as part of it. If you were to throw in the others, it might kick it up just even a little bit higher than that. So that's pretty, I would say that's
It definitely looks
impressive.
Like an entertaining show, and the fact that the father, who somehow got crossed over by Liev Schreiber, who's his son, is John Voight, I think that adds a lot to it, too, because, I mean, everyone knows who John Voight is.
Yeah, and in that role, he seems to be playing it pretty well, and I think that we're just getting to the beginning parts of this. I think it'll just get a little bit better. It's funny how TV works, too, now, because with all the competition from so many other sources and things that people watch, when a show hits at the mark and people like it, it is still the old-fashioned word of mouth. They tell someone, somebody tells their buddy, then all of a sudden more people are watching it, and I think that's going to happen to this show, too. I think it's going to spread and probably get even just a tad, you know, a tad bigger, we'll find even more of a stride. There's another show called Homeland that I like that's also on that network, and there are a lot of people that like that show as well. You can always tell when you have made an impact culturally because they make fun of you still on Saturday Night Live, and they made fun of Homeland several times. But it still wasn't pulling those kind of numbers, the numbers that we saw from this debut show. So how about that? So we're just a couple of days away from July 4th. If we go back in history on this day in 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the Historic Civil Rights Act in a nationally televised ceremony. They pumped this out to the masses from the White House. It was huge because of all the back and forth to make this happen. That was one of JFK's major, major battles. He wanted to successfully see that through. And so that was Lyndon B. taking up the mantle for that cause that he wanted to push through, too, for Kennedy as well. So after Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson vowed that he was going to make that happen, the civil rights reform. And sure enough, it did. And then we've seen the Supreme Court decision, which some people are saying, oh, it's shocking. I can't believe it. Because how far have we come since, you know, the Civil Rights Act, which was the majority decision that was written by the Supreme Court as far as the Voting Rights Act is concerned, which was a piece, if you go back and look at civil rights. So it was tough because there was a lot of opposition in the House. There's a huge debate in the Senate before being approved, and this was historic, no doubt. I mean, televised, East Room, the whole thing. Used 75 pens, you know, they used the different pens to sign the bill. He gave them away to people that were there, 75 different pens. It's the most sweeping civil rights legislation that passed by Congress since the post-Civil War Reconstruction era, which is amazing if you think back and you go all the way back into the recesses of your mind. Wow. This week is also big for Gettysburg. I've mentioned this before. We're talking about 150 years, and it was July 3rd when the Battle of Gettysburg officially ended. It was rough, actually, on the 2nd. And then, of course, what we're celebrating later this week is the U.S. declaring independence in 1776. And if you want to get a feel for what that's like, just go back to Philadelphia and you'll see that town pumps around independence because of the Philly being where the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence and Betsy Ross sewing the flag and all that other sort of stuff. You know, people forget sometimes the amount of time. The Declaration came 442 days after the first shots the American Revolution were fired at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts. And so this conflict raged, and it's interesting what the fight was like, as you can read different variations of it. But you certainly get the sense that these guys were not cowardly, weren't backing down, and voila, here we go, this Constitution that we're still talking about. And we're still a relatively young country, relatively young, very young compared to our friends in Europe, certainly with the thousands of years of history that we're talking about there. So when you think of the 4th of July, think of all kinds of things conjure up into my mind. If I'm thinking about the history of it, I'm a big fan of Thomas Jefferson's work and readings and whatnot. So the Declaration of Independence was pretty much Tom Jefferson in what he put together. He looked from political philosophies and some of the things that work through other English writings and that kind of stuff. And, of course, the famous lines, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain uninalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And then the second part has a long list of grievances that provided the rationale for the rebellion. But it wasn't easy to get there. It wasn't easy to get to the point of drinking from, you know, basking in, really, the seat of liberty. And imagine where any of us would be if that hadn't happened, if things had gone differently way back when. We're talking about the Continental Congress. And, of course, they were using parliamentary procedure. They were talking. They were voting on what to do, and if everybody was backing up what was going on, and there were people that dropped out, there were people that didn't want to be part of the fight, and then there were so many others that were right there in the thick of it, to be sure. All right, blunders, I love them, and there's some crazy blunders that I dug up this past week, including this one. Unemployed teacher Candace Scott's spotted a zippered bag by the side of the road. Now, you just know where this is going to go, don't you? So the Texas teacher says she thought it looked like it had money or maybe a dirty diaper. Oof. Dirty diaper money. Should I go and check it out? It was cash, $20,000. It had a Chase Bank label, and she returned it. The bank officials gave her a $500 credit gift card. They didn't give the details on how the money was lost. They said it was like a courier safety thing. But how about that? So honesty in this case paid off. She didn't get $20,000, but she got $500, a bonus. They didn't have to give her a bonus, and she got the bonus, and it was probably smart of the bank to do that. But I'd like to know the rest of the story, because that's a blunder. How does that bank money end up in the street, you know, on the side of the road? How does that happen? I'm not sure. I don't think that... So that's not a bank robbery thing. That's not somebody doing a drug deal that throws money out the window. Not at all. How about this? A couple celebrating their engagement put a note in a champagne bottle. They tossed it into the water off Tampa, Florida. That was 10 years ago. The message Carl and Michelle Kimmel wrote was found by Michael Siumgay along the St. John River in Green Cove Springs, Florida. He tried to write to the Kimmels, but the letter was returned. He turned to the Sun Chronicle newspaper. They published a story. Somebody in the family saw the article, and they contacted them. They say they plan to contact the finder. I think the blunder here is the fact that they couldn't get that message. Why couldn't they get the message around the first time? Message in a bottle.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gang, coming up on our next show, Nancy Storz. She is a safety expert. She's going to talk about 4th of July and how you don't want to be a statistic. And everybody says, oh, I can set off those cherry bombs. Are you kidding? There's no problem there. But did you know 70 to 75% of fireworks injuries happen during a 30-day period? Can you guess when that is? That would be June 23rd through July 23rd. And, of course, it peaks on Independence Day because that's when people use fireworks. 45% of firework injuries are to kids under the age of 15, males, three times more likely than females to be injured. But anyway, she's got some tips for traveling and a few other interesting things, too. I can't wait to talk to Nancy. Nancy used to be the chairman of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. She definitely is an expert when it comes to safety. She's got some interesting things to say about traveling and how you can be super careful when you're out there traveling and thinking, oh, I'm fine. There's nothing's going to happen. I'm completely 100% safe. All right, it's a safe bet that we are going to go check the mail. So without further ado, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are headed to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed, we do. This one comes to us from Coco, who says, boy, that is so depressing what happened to that fire crew. Here they were trying to do their best to put out a threatening, horrific blaze that seemed to have nothing but life in it. And you have to really feel for those families. It's a tough time, a time where normally you're celebrating. It's summer, and everybody's excited to be off. Kids are just getting used to the fact that they're swimming and hanging out with friends, and now some of them are fatherless. Very, very depressing. My heart And my sympathies go out to those families. Yeah, well, we mentioned that, and it has been the greatest loss of firefighters in any single disaster since September 11th. September 11th, the worst, but now this is second to that. And this was a crew that they knew what they were doing. And unfortunately, you cannot always predict, even if you're an expert, what's going to happen with a fire. What's going to happen with suddenly there's a shift or you get a little bit too close. That's why I described this before. That's why they're called hot shots, because they are that close to the fire. All right, here's one from Eric who says, hey, Kate Delaney. Boy, Ed Snowden, he is right there on the bullseye for most people. I got to tell you, I still hail him as a hero because he enlightened us as to the overreach of our government. We got to have people that are able to do that. He might be a punk. He might be a dropout. He might be all kinds of things. But I consider him to be brave for doing what he did. And I don't even think he realized what a firestorm he was going to create, but he did. And the NSA is embarrassed, they're humiliated, and everything in between. And the United States looks like a bunch of overbearing, hysterical spy babies. So good for Ed Snowden. I wish him the best, and I hope he does find his place in history among other whistleblowers that we consider to be brave, heroic people. Yeah, here's the thing. He's not going to get that. You know, he's not whistleblowing on a company. He's not leaking information on specifically Watergate, for example, where you're taking down a president. This is a different kind of thing with the NSA, although you could say, well, don't those tracks lead to the president? Doesn't the president know what's happening with the NSA? However, if you look up the legalities, even though I concur, I agree it's an overreach, I agree it's disgrace, I think it's humiliating, it is humiliating, because you could split a paper in half and say, okay, on one side, how dare they, you know, dumpster dive on our information when, one, they're wasting our money, it makes no sense, and we're not tracking terrorists if we're wasting how many man hours, how much dough, specifically on going after people in Iowa and New Jersey and Texas and wherever, pick a place, who are guilty of nothing other than using the internet to look up some things. So, and worse than that, now the fact that other countries are really more specifically aware of what's happening as far as their information, their phone records, that stuff being tracked. Certainly doesn't endear us to our so-called allies, even if everybody says it's that old thing. Yeah, well, we know Big Brother is looking after us. We know that they're looking, not after us, they're looking into us. We know we're on the list. You know, people make those comments. I'm sure I've made them. All of us have made them. But it's one thing to say that, to flip it out there, and it's another thing to be in the middle of it, and especially when you're talking about other countries. Certainly, it is really, we're going to get any information about your country that we can get, and you're going to get any information about us. But we're not trying to tell each other. We're not trying to show the roadmap to, oh, yes, you know, five streets over from the Kremlin, and then down and around in deep in the heart of Moscow, we are culling all this information of just the people who were over there and weeding through it to see what's significant and what isn't. Or we've labeled you important targets, not as important targets. And, you know, it's like hot, hot, cold, cold. So, no, it's not. It's definitely not good. But Snowden can have a huge fan club. People can set up Facebook pages. They can send him flowers and throw accolades his way. But if he comes back to the United States, they're going to try him, and he's done. He's going to be locked away. So does he get this asylum in Russia? Then he stays in Russia, and that's the end of it. Here we are, 4th of July. Woohoo! And this problem becomes a Kremlin problem, which it is. He gets the asylum he wants. They squeeze him for more information, I suppose, and he's in Russia. He gets his asylum there, and that's it, and he doesn't come back to the United States because If he comes back to the United States, they cuff him. They're going to cuff him. And that's it. So, he's going to either like doing that and want the idea of doing that, or he's going to have to face the music back home. Whether or not he has a huge fan club and he is all those things and he released all that information, he's stuck. He's floating. And there's nobody that can help him because he's a United States citizen. He was a contractor. It was classified information. How do you get around that? The legalities of that, whether we think they're wrong or it's a disgraceful and he shouldn't, that shouldn't happen to him. That's exactly what will happen to him if he comes back to the United States. Because you have to remember, again, this was classified information. He was a contractor and he walked away with it, put it on thumb drive, took it away. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I see you got your wish. Protege, she announced she's going to start a third party. So.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin. You know, the funny thing is, because you've drummed that into my head so much, I thought of you when I heard that story.
Jokes begin.
Well, she's saying a third party of true conservatives, so kind of split the Republican Party, basically, because, you know, well you would get that would separate the two certain parts of the Republican Party, I suppose, but boy, you'd have to have a lot of momentum to make that strong.
See what happens when you wish for something came true.
Yeah, you created it.
Party. Yeah.
I'm blaming you. I think there should be a third
party.
Listen, I think there should be a third. I think there should be a third party, but I thought it should be an independent party where it's, you know, conservatives and Republicans. That traditionally goes hand in hand. There may be some differences, but now that's just spun off into all kinds of directions. I don't know that that would work because it would split the base. So that would hurt the vote for a Republican who's running as a Republican.
Well, they hurting themselves again because now they say that. Hillary Clinton too old to be in the White House. So.
Yeah.
I endear the senior women to the public party.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, they have to put them out.
Yeah.
But I've seen there George Bush, they interviewed him today or the other day, whenever. He said he's the one to start that NSA. He created it. He never did mention, though, that he told him to spy on Obama. I don't know how come.
To spy on Obama? Well, but you got to remember, when you decide you're going to run for Congress or Senate, they turn your life upside down. I mean, they shake everything out on the floor. They're looking for stuff. And so that's what you go through. And then when you decide you're going to run for president, then they shake it even harder. And trust me, they are spying on you then because they're trying to find out everything they can. That's just part of the deal. So there's the I'm going to call it open spying. I don't think it was secret spying. I think it was open spying because that's what happens. I mean, it's a known fact. That's the, you know... They are, it's like a proctologist. They are, Rick, they are shaking every end of you. Although it seems as though we must not have people that are great investigators because why do we miss so much? All right, how about this? A Russian rocket spins out of control and explodes seconds after liftoff. I'm going to tell you more about that coming up on the flip side. Thanks to my pal, Gary. Tell you more about that. And then we also have another version of We Can Count. Hang with us.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Russian rocket that we were talking about, just a few details because not very much has come out about it, but we're talking about a Proton M rocket with DM-03 upper stage, that's what it's called, -03 upper stage. It was carrying three Russian navigation satellites when it went out of control and exploded and crashed on Tuesday, 8:38 local time in Russia. So Putin is busy saying to Edward Snowden, who wants asylum there, shut up if you want to stay. And while he's doing or dealing with that, he's now got this with the rocket spinning out of control and exploding literally seconds after liftoff. So you can imagine so much of the focus is there. And boy, you look at the video of it, and it is something to see, sadly, but sadly in the sense that, you know, what happened? You see this giant rocket, right? And it's boom, just going like any other rocket. It's got liftoff. There it goes. And then before you know it, poof, into a fireball just like that. and you're not expecting it. It looks like it's smooth sailing. I think about when I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base and was privy to or was tipped off to some Titan missile launches, and to watch those babies just go up, it was the coolest thing to watch them go up in the air, and certainly you're not expecting the fireball to come down, and that's exactly what happened there, a wild fireball flying down from the sky. Picture that, if you will. All right, speaking of fireballs, Death Valley temperatures, man, I used to live in California a very tiny period, and I went through Death Valley a couple of times. They're talking about the highest recorded temp so far, 129 degrees. That's wild. And they're trying to verify whether that high beats the record that was set in 1902 at Volcano, which is a town near the Salton Sea in southeastern California. But it's definitely short of the all-time world record. You know what the world record is? 134 degrees. That happened in 1913. 134 degrees. Are you kidding? That's like walking on the sun times 10. That's like being Icarus, and you're just melting as you get closer and closer. Oh, be miserable to be out there. Terrible to be out there. And a place where I used to live very close to, Paso Robles on the California Central Coast, they matched a 63-year-old record. Their temp there, 107 degrees. And these people in California along that coastline aren't used to that kind of weather. It's very rare it happens, but it's rare that it happens. It's funny because we're talking about 100 this and Death Valley and the records there and what's happening in other states where they're seeing crazy temperatures. And how about Seattle? Seattle's high is they were all excited. The high temperature there was 89 degrees. I'm sorry. Sorry for all you people flying into SeaTac. That's nothing. 89 degrees, and they're concerned about that? Oh, I'm sorry. Not a big deal. You're just going to have to take a pass and trust us on that one when we look at everybody else and the temperatures that they're struggling with. Let's move to something else. You know, We Can Count is about numbers. And boy, I always say follow numbers when it comes to anything. The big question is, we can't help ourselves. We are a nation of handicappers and prognosticators, and we want to know what if this and what if that and who's going to run in 2016. So they show a new poll of likely Hispanic voters in the 2016 presidential election show big support for the two candidates that are seen as potential Democratic nominees. You know who they are. Who do you think the Democratic nominees are? Well, of course, Hillary Clinton, right? I know you all would get Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State. But, boy, Joe Biden, he is like a rabid dog. He just will not go away. He's going to be running for president for every single time. Till the day he dies, Biden is the guy who's going to just always be there in the beginning, running for president. So his name keeps coming up. The Republican side of things, the bench isn't a surprise either. Marco Rubio, former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, so Senator Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush on the list. Chris Christie is somebody else people talk about a lot. But we're talking about Latino decisions. And among Hispanic voters, who is likely to be at the top of the list? Rubio, Jeb Bush. They're at the top of the list for Hispanics. But what will that deficit be like when the pollsters estimate that the Hispanic vote is going to approach 12.5 million? You know, in 2012, exit polls show that 71% of Hispanic voters went for Obama. So we know that. We know that this was one of the big areas that just crushed Mitt Romney. And all of this goes into what is ultimately laid out as you get closer and closer to an election. When you're narrowing it down to who is going to be the person, who's going to be the representative ultimately. And they're at these polls, trust me, that's why I make the joke that I'm the pole princess because people on in politics especially, there's a reason they look at the polls. They make big, big decisions based on polls. Big decisions. All right, this story was so depressing, frankly, when it came out. And you heard about this Las Vegas doctor, and this is a guy who was a clinic owner. He was convicted of 27 criminal charges against him, including second-degree murder, in a 2007 hepatitis C outbreak. They called it one of the biggest ever in our country. You know this story? So Deepak Desai's endoscopy clinic of Southern Nevada, this guy, he was found guilty of those charges. And, I mean, this is a prominent Las Vegas doctor. Prominent. His wife sobbed when they announced it. And another kid in the courtroom just cried out loud. And, of course, they were handcuffed, led from the courtroom, and they'll be sentenced on September 5th. He wasn't the only one that was involved in this. There was also another employee, a nurse anesthesiologist that also was found guilty of 16 of 27 charges that he faced. So both of them were in and out of the courtroom, and there were 70 witnesses during 7 weeks of testimony. It was shocking. I couldn't believe what I was reading when I was reading all this stuff. They had advisories. 63,000 clinic patients had to get tested for potentially fatal blood-borne diseases, including hepatitis and HIV. They say the unsafe injection. They traced infections of 9 people to the clinics, and they were worried about what was happening, you know, what was going on in the clinic. And obviously, the spreading of this terrible thing. And it stemmed from the various clinics. And this was a guy, like I said, who was prominent in Las Vegas. How about that? How about the California teachers? This is our last one for We Can Count. They're preparing for a Supreme Court battle. What are they trying to do? Well, they want to overturn forced union dues in a lawsuit that they filed in June. They're calling it groundbreaking because for 3 decades, the Supreme Court has allowed closed shop unionism, where public employees have to pay dues to labor groups handling collective bargaining negotiations. Can you imagine what a game changer this would be? The 10 California school teachers are challenging California's policy of forcing all public employees to pay union dues for collective bargaining. Oh, the floodgates are open, my friends.
Of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.